Are you drinking iced tea?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
I do have ice in the drink, though.
Yeah, iced tea.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, it's my own urine, but that's a whole... I'm, do you know what... yeah, I ice it down. I'm not an animal. Do you know what a doomsday prepper is, Adam?
No.
That's what the show is about this week. I'm a doomsday prepper, drinking my own whiz.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 581 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, as always.
Adam, as always.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
the
a thing.
Ever-present.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't I know it? I made it negative. I don't know what I was doing there. What's going on, Adam? What's going on in Vancouver? Tell me, spring has sprung. Can you see spring from there?
I think it's heading that way. Last weekend was beautiful. I haven't looked ahead to the forecast. Still pretty early today in the morning on the weekend. So I'm hoping it's nice. Yes. I'm going to say yes. Why? Spring's in the air.
Why? Why are you hoping it's nice?
I want to go outside. I want to do stuff outside. Yeah. Again, the having the dog now definitely forces a lot more outside time. So right. A lot more walks. And as she's getting a little bit older, you know, she's definitely can go for longer walks. And yeah, it's great. So I've been exploring a lot of the local parks. Now started doing the off-leash dog areas and hucking the tennis ball. I'm sure my arm's going to burn out. I'm going to have to get one of those those things where you kind of manually
t-shirt
fling
gun.
It. T-shirt gun, or I think they're chucker things. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So that like, I don't burn my shoulder out.
Like one of those slingshots. Like not like the not the Tom Sawyer slingshot, but more of like the David and Goliath slingshot.
Yes, yes.
Like a trebuchet that you hold in your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like an extension. Like you'd be like Edward Dog Flinger hands.
Right. No, these things look like they look like a long plastic, like, ice cream scoop, and they, yeah. I guess, yeah, and they just, you know, just fling it, yeah.
Like trackball when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, I loved trackball.
Do they still have trackball?
I'm sure they do. We got one when the kids were little, and it was like a dollar store one. It wasn't nearly as good as the regular trackball. The cones were too small. The balls didn't curve the way the trackball ones did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get a track. Forgot all about trackball, and now there's no way my son will not love that.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so fun.
And it was called, I forget now, because there was big track, which was different. That was entirely different.
But it almost, the one we had, which I think was the official one growing up, had like the scoops were almost like plastic lacrosse shaped ends, and so
yeah,
it would be way better for like creating different action on the ball, but also for catching it. The one that I found from, I'm gonna say, Walmart when Jack was maybe four was like just the way smaller area to throw and catch. So it was way harder. Like getting further than 10 feet apart and throwing it accurately was difficult, but also for a four-year-old to catch it, the width of the scoop was about exactly the width of the ball. So
right.
It was very challenging for anyone, let alone a young child to catch it. So I remember there being a much better margin for error with the old original trackball.
Okay, so evidently it's Wham-O who made them. And it's trackball TRAC, because all I was getting was like computer mouse results.
Right, trackball. Right. Yeah.
But now, evidently, so I'm looking on here, the actual, this doesn't seem like it's even the Wham-O one. It is called, in Germany, on German Amazon, called Das Amazon.
Yeah.
It is trackball, sport, trackball, lacrosse, racket game, which sounds a bit, like, wordy to me.
Sure, sure, yeah. But and I think it's the right thing.
Yeah, it's currently unavailable, though.
Oh, you're going to have to make one.
Oh, because it looks like, yeah, it looks like you have, like, they're probably bringing them in from the UK. Is that how that works? The United, the England, Adam.
Yes.
It's not really England. There's more to it than just England, but I know that you don't really care.
Right.
So, all right. So I'm going to have to track this down, no pun intended, for my kid, because he's going to, I'm going to go watch some old 80s commercials on YouTube about why I should go trackball.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even want to do a show anymore. I want to call this off and go trackballing.
Yeah. 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 Good, good call. Yeah.
Speaking of stuff from our childhood, and maybe the listeners can help. I'm actually going to appeal to the listeners, because one thing I wish, I don't even know what happened to it from when I was a kid, but I had a, I'll say 1983, because it probably would have come out just after E.T. I probably didn't get the cool E.T. one, but I had a Kuwahara.
Right. We've heard this before.
Have we heard this before?
You talk about the Kuwahara only 18,000 times.
No, it's not 18,000. That is false. That is false.
Okay. $576,000 Yeah, probably.
Yeah. My point is, I wish I still had mine for my son, but I recognize that I don't have a time machine. And so, like, I would do other stuff with a time machine besides get my Kuwahara. Like maybe the Kennedy assassination or something like that. I'd stop that probably. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff I would do. Do you want my list of top 10 things I would do with the time machine?
No.
Okay. Okay. Kuwahara, not in the top 10. But what I'm saying is I would like to get my son a Kuwahara-type bike now. So whatever the equivalent is now, I want to get him one. Now, I want just like a rider, not one that he's going to go do tricks because – like those are geared kind of funny because they're meant for tricks and like the seat is so, like is so low it's like somewhere below the wheels and it's all kinds of stuff, right?
Sure.
The fancy trick ones. And so I just want like I want the Karate Kid Mongoose bike. That's what I want.
Oh, I'm sure that's out there.
I am not as sure. I'm bad at Googling. I don't know.
Okay. We had one for Jack when he was probably seven that we got off of Craigslist that was exactly what you're talking about. Just kind of like the BMX style. I don't know if it's Mongoose. Yeah. It was a company that you'd have recognized from your childhood. It had been probably sitting in some guy's garage for like 20 years. I think it was a grandpa. It might have been a Rally, whatever it was. It was a really solid, like basic BMX brakes, no gears. Like it did have the little pegs on the front and back, which again, I guess if you want to try for tricks, but didn't care. We left them off. We didn't take it off because he just kind of liked the look of them. It was exactly what you're talking about. And he used it for about 2 years and then he grew out of it. And I think
that's
sold
the issue.
On
so my son has one, he has like a, but it's, he's way too big for it.
Yeah.
And so, but I want to move up and I, this is the part I know I've talked about many times on the show is that, you know, all his buddies, like these are all kids who are like 7 and 8 years old and not, I guess 9, but they all have like 141 gears on their bike.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want that. He wants to just go out and rip it up and smash into stuff. He doesn't want to be sitting around like figuring out what gear he should be in. Just go.
Sure.
And so that's what's hard to find now. I guess you can't fight City Hall. If everyone wants to buy 141 gears, then that's
you gotta take it to Dust Craigslist.
I looked. Well, we don't have that here. We don't have Craigslist, but we have the other versions of that. And like, there's nothing. It's just forget it. And so there are some newer versions that they make, but in my opinion, they don't cost enough money. New, like one of the ones I came across was like it looked like the kind of bike that I would get him. Like it's obviously not the Kuwahara, but it looks a lot like it. It's that style, the right size, but it's like €249.
And that's too cheap.
That's too cheap. There's no way. There's no way that's gonna not fall apart.
Mm.
So, like, if you drive down the street and it's like all you can eat sushi, 99 cents, you keep driving.
Yeah, I don't honestly know because bikes here are insanely expensive. I didn't know what it's like there. I also don't know because I never bought one of those bikes new. We Craigslisted like our first I don't know, few bikes for each kid. And yeah. then only in the last few years have we bought new bikes. And we bought them like last year, we bought them both like adult bikes. So they were very expensive and they were, and but they're hopefully going to last them 10 years. Like they're really, really nice bikes, nicer bikes than I ever owned. So,
right.
But yeah, now they're like the mountain bike style because that's what they like. They don't have that many gears though. They have two, I think they have. Like we got the more basic ones where they have two sets of gears and maybe it's 14 or 12 speeds or whatever. They basically ride two speeds. Like that's all they care about, right? Yeah, like they don't need the gears, but the nicer bikes have the gears. That's
now
the
you issue. Live in Richmond,
yeah,
where it makes it's Amsterdam flat. Look like the Alps. So
yeah, it's flat. You need like Jack says because he rides his bike to school every day. He says he almost never changes the gear.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. I mean, I grew up in Richmond as well, and so you know the concept of never actually having a hill. Like there's no hills to ride up in Richmond.
Yeah.
Zero. It's a for people listening. It's a river delta, so it just lays flat. That's what they do. Anyways, yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Like Nishiki back in the day, they nailed it with the 10 speeds. 10's the most you'll ever need ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't even use all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for. What was the Dennis Quaid movie where he was the bike rider? That's what I'm going for. That's what I want for myself.
Didn't see that.
What? Breaking Away. You never saw Breaking Away?
No.
Oh, you got to see that. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah, those Italians sure can ride. That's for sure. All right, that's enough. So what I'm asking is, if anybody knows, like, what are the BMX bikes that are the equivalent to Kuhar?
And not BMX? BMX not a thing anymore?
Well, BMX is still there, but a lot of them are the trick bikes, where it's like the Matt Hoffman special, and you don't, I don't want that. Speaking of that, I watched that with my son last week. Have you ever seen that, 30 for 30, on The Birth of Big Air?
Yeah, I did, years ago, yeah.
Dude named Matt Hoffman. Yeah, awesome, great movie. That was back at the beginning of 30 for 30 when there was going to be 30, first of all, and they were all under an hour, and now they're like 9-part series, but that one was fantastic, and my son loved it, except for all the bone breaking.
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries in that, but anyways, all right, Patreon. Wow, it took us a long time to get to that. Do I give a shout out to the people who sign up for Patreon? Because we have some new signups this week. And so do I name them by name or do they not want to be, maybe they don't want to be associated with us at all.
Mm-hmm. I feel like silent donors.
Yeah, let's just do that. So once again, thank you to everyone who signed up and helped us out this week. I think it was all that inflation talk last week, Adam.
Oh yeah. Yeah. People felt for you.
Yeah, no, it's a thing. It's a thing. Anyways, thanks very much. Go to our website, twohosers.com, and you find the link to Patreon and help us out. Do you know what shrinkflation is, Adam? You're living it right now.
When inflation gets less?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay.
That's deflation, but okay.
When people just give me money on the street?
Depends. Are you playing your guitar?
No.
Are you busking?
No busking. There's signs. I've seen them.
Okay. No. You got to busk. You got to do something. And, shrinkflation is a real thing and you don't bother paying attention to it, but it's like the prices are going up and so people are getting, you know, feeling the crunch. So the companies don't know what to do. Because they don't want people to have higher prices. So they just start putting less stuff in the items. So it's like you go get a dozen eggs, like a box of eggs is still the same price, but now there's 11 in there instead of 12.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. I think that's been going on for a while.
I would be okay with that. Like, you could eat less. I don't know.
Wow.
Not everybody. I mean, you specifically.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, it's.
I feel like I'm tipping. Just barely scraping by. I'm a string bean.
Yeah, I went the other, I don't know if that, if you're joking, but I went the other way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm not a giant or nothing like that. I'm just saying it's, you know.
Gotcha.
Ready for, that's why I'm ready for the outside, Adam. I like to get outside and ride my bike and rollerblade and swim and do all, play baseball, all those things. I miss it. Like it, and it's that smell, that spring smell. It's not here yet, but I can tell it's around the corner.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that. We had a massive, massive windstorm here in Germany the last couple days too, which was no fun. Didn't really hit us too bad, but up north, not so good. But what would you prefer, Adam, if there's a storm coming, like a massive rainstorm, thunderstorm, or a windstorm?
I'd probably take the wind.
Really? Wind scares me.
Yeah. Again, it's more cleanup involved in massive rainstorm. And that's, again, maybe that's part of being dog-centric, is that they just go outside over and over again, and they come back in with wet, muddy paws, and then it's just a disaster to constantly clean that. So the wind, yeah, might wreck a whole lot of other stuff, but it doesn't make for muddy paws, yeah. It might dump a tree on the house, but...
Yeah, that's true. That's what I try to avoid, but... And plus, I'm always like, I'm out in the front yard, like cleaning up like all the kites that land there. And
Yeah.
You know, but then again, free kites. So,
kite store.
Swings and roundabouts. What's the total number of hours in your life you've spent flying a kite? I'll put the over under at 6.5.
Oh, it's way under
that. I'll take the under.
Yeah. I was going to say the over under for me should be 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's not a sport for me. Never has been. I'm an action person. Like I can't do things that are slow like that. Never have been able to. Just going for a walk for the sake of a walk is difficult for me.
Right.
There needs to be like an objective.
Action. You like the juice. You like to keep things going. Hence this boring show.
Yeah, I need a competitive element to almost every bit of exercise I do. And there needs to be something. There needs to be some kind of time to beat, score to achieve something. Okay. Like, yeah, so I'm definitely one of those people. So when people say, oh, I just go for a hike, I'm like, nope, that doesn't seem like
a
thing.
Let's go fight a bear.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's fight a bear in under 2 minutes. Like, survive for 2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, it's just, it's weird. I don't even know what that is, that weird wiring, but that's how I'm wired. And both my kids seem to be wired that way, too. Yeah. Lisa, not so much. Doesn't need to be competitive. For me, it needs to be some sort of competitive element.
No, I'm on board with that. In fact, I've been to we'll call it a party, but it was more of an evening, a games evening that you got super competitive at and ruined. And so, sure.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Remember that one? Everyone left. It was at Easter.
That one.
Yeah, that one. No, that the one when my wife met you. That was the first time my wife met you, though.
Oh, okay. I thought you're talking about a specific event. Like, I'm just like, sure, that's happened a million times.
I took your side that evening and I paid a price. I paid a price that night. Everybody hated you. Everybody ended up hating me. They blamed me for a lot of your chirping. And that one family left. They just left in the middle of it. And then, do you remember that?
Not really. Like it's almost like I could form a new memory if you like tell me enough about it. But like, if you just said recap an evening like that, I'm like, no, I have no recollection. See, that's why it would stand out to you versus me. I'm like, yes,
well, it's glossed over at this point because I honestly don't remember what really set it all off. But we were at your in-laws. For Easter, a whole bunch of us were staying up there.
Okay.
And then they had family friends come in, and we played some sort of a game. I don't know. It wasn't charades, but it was whatever charades is, something different. Where you guess a word or name, and you give hints. Or I honestly, sure. I could care less about that.
Okay. Right? Some sort of guessing game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I made it competitive for sure.
Well, you were competitive, but also... A lot of chirping, a lot of trash talking on on some people, which I'm always in for. Like, I, you know, grain of salt, right?
Yeah.
And then the other family, the family of friends, they didn't care for it and just left.
Really? Wow.
If my memory serves, they left.
That doesn't sound like familiar. I mean, sure, I'm not gonna deny that happened. Blow up.
You were chirping your sister-in-law.
Oh, that sounds more like it. Yeah, I wouldn't chirp the random family friends of my in-laws. Yeah, but I could see that if I chirped my sister-in-law. Well, they were
at your wedding, so you knew them. You knew them.
Yeah, but I don't think I would chirp them in a very like fun spirited way. I would not chirp them in a mean spirited way. Actually, I don't really chirp many people in a mean spirited way. Maybe my sister-in-law, but if there was enough alcohol involved, but. I think what may have happened, again, I do not remember any of what was said or any of the context surrounding it, but I do remember that she got really mad, and then maybe the uncomfortableness of her getting mad and blowing up led to, okay, let's call it a night from friends of my, so again, I don't think it had anything to do with the strangers. Don't make me out to be, I will do that to strangers or to less familiar. No,
I took your side. I 100%, the entire house cleared out. There was a number of people there, and the only four people left in the living room after the, we'll just call it the Krakatoa event.
The incident.
After the event, there was four people left in the living room, me, you, and our wives, because our wives are obviously too stupid to marry other people. But they took our side, and I was like, I took your side. Someone else, the family, came out and tried and sort of implored you to apologize, and you refused.
Well, yeah, that's not my style. Like,
yeah, no, you weren't wrong. I took your side. I was like, yeah, you should be apologize when he's wrong.
I'm not going to apologize for something that does not require an apology. Now, again, if I was the president of a company and I offended like, you know, 2/3 of my audience, then I guess, you know, for self-preservation purposes, but to an individual in a situation that I think I'm pretty good at self-evaluating. And so if I think I've done wrong, then 100% I'm not against apologizing at all. I have to do it and admit that I'm wrong on a regular basis because I'm wrong a lot. But when I do the self-contemplation or whatever you want to call it, self-evaluation, and I'm not wrong, then I'm not apologizing so that someone else can feel better about themselves, even though they were wrong. So I don't remember what was said. I'd have to go back and get the specifics. Now you've opened Pandora's box here. And find out from my wife what exactly happened, what was said, because she probably will remember. I don't remember. And maybe then I can get some closure on this. So thanks for reopening this. Yeah.
There's no need for closure. I'd like to actually take this opportunity to apologize to the listener for having through this.
Or for the 580 episodes before this that they may or may not have listened to.
Yeah, no, those people are long gone. But I'm just saying, like this was actually a very fun evening. This was especially since I had been officially dating my wife who wasn't my wife yet at the time, less than a year, probably 9 months. I was 9 months into dating my wife, and I thought it'd be a good idea to drive her 6 hours into the middle of British Columbia to spend Easter with your in-laws, which it actually was a great time. I had a great time, but it is a good time. Good times.
Maybe that's what cinched it for her. She's like, yes, this, I need to be a part of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Germans don't really care about discomfort there's no such thing as social discomfort here. Like, for example, this is a true story. I'll get into this. I asked somebody today, hey, how you doing? And he told me, and I was like, oh, no, I don't want to hear any of that. The answer is doing good. That's like that's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Right.
So Don't do that. Anyways. Hey,
for any of those people who tuned in for a photography podcast, move along. This is the wrong place.
Oh, they've moved on. I got nothing. I got nothing. So there's that. All right. What's going on here? Real quick then. Today I told you, I asked someone, hey, how you doing? It was at my son's soccer game today. Hit a friendly. Not that friendly, okay. Though. But friendly okay. Means exhibition game.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, but it makes sense.
I'm into it. I grew up, I played a little bit of soccer when I was a kid and then hated it and generally don't care about soccer. Okay. Don't care. Now that my son is into it and he is part of the machine, I love it. Like I don't miss any of his, I go watch the last 20 minutes of all his practices because they scrimmage. I don't miss a game. I get fired up at the game. I don't, not externally. It's all internal, like because I don't know what I'm. I don't know soccer at all. Mm-hmm. Like I have no clue. All I know is he should fight more kids. That's what I do know. if he were to drop the mitts and scrap a kid every game, I'd be okay with it.
Right.
That much I know. Anyway, so they played a friendly today. Against a like going in, they knew it was a much better team, like far and away. Comes from a big city near here, and so they not only like they have a population that is like I don't even know what it is, like 30 times ours or something like that, like even higher probably yeah, but 30 times the population as ours, and they are a select team and. They only brought their best 11 players. That's what they did. That was their plan.
Okay.
So I was like, our kids, like we knew going in, that it was going to be a tough one. And so my son was like last night, he's like so excited. I can't wait to play, Dad. Jeez, I hope we win. I was like, well, that's a terrible metric for life, winning. Because, no, it is. I like to win. When I play anything, like yourself, much like the game you're talking about, I do everything I can in order to win. However, if you look, step back and look at it, winning is a terrible metric for success because, you know, like if my baseball team goes out and plays as 100%, as best we can, and we play against a team in our league and we beat them 5-0, that's great. We can play the exact same game, our exact 100%, but if we're playing against the New York Yankees, we're going to lose. Sure. And so, you know, so winning isn't necessarily the best metric there, you know?
Right.
So anyways, so they played these guys today and our guys lost, but it was close right up until it started. And then the final score was 22-3.
Oh no.
How did we get three? It's a miracle. I don't know. Our call dropped off. Now that was a sign from the gods to stop with the soccer talk.
Stop talking about like life lessons.
Yeah, forget life lessons. Go out and get yours. Steal your own stuff. Get. Take whatever you can. That's my take. That's my
grab it while you lesson. Get it. While you can grab get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you need it or not, doesn't matter.
Just grab it.
I'm not talking about dance lessons here, Adam. I'm talking about taking it out and chopping it up.
Right.
Putting a brick through the other guy's windshield.
Wait. You took some photos because this is a photo show, right?
Finally.
So when you were leading into that soccer story, it was like, oh, yeah, and lighting and like lenses yeah, and action. All
soccer's hard to shoot, Adam. That's what I'm getting to. Soccer is hard to shoot.
Okay.
You never shot soccer. Like baseball, you know where stuff's going to happen.
Oh, I did shoot soccer. A friend's soccer game maybe about 6 months ago when, so about your son's age, their daughter, friends, I went over to the park because she had told me we were at their house and she's like, oh, I have a soccer game tomorrow. And I was asking questions and then I said, oh, we don't have anything tomorrow. I might swing by and watch a bit of the soccer game, and I did, and I took some photos for her family.
Okay, yeah.
I've shot. It was fine. Like the I guess with kids, because I want to say she's would be grade 5, whatever age that is. Grade 5. What's grade 5?
I don't know. 30. I have no
idea. Okay. Yeah. Like so I'm going to say 10. So she's 10 or 9, something like that.
Yeah, my daughter's 10. She's in grade 5.
And it was, I mean, I was just basically shooting photos of her. So every time she got near the ball, and I was trying to just get sort of eye level, because obviously I'm taller than most of the 9 or 10 year olds, but so I trying to get eye level and just, yeah, I used the 70 to 200 and just took some action shots. But it's not like hockey in that you're outside, so now you're basically depending on time of day and light. So I want to say the day I shot was a little bit overcast, which made it a little easier. But now with all the available light during the daytime, kind of like baseball, it's relatively straightforward. It's basically, you know, AI tracking or servo or whatever you want to call it, and then just looking for moments where they're kicking or watching the ball or something that's just kind of interesting. And I thought the photos looked good. They were happy. It's what you would expect from a 9-year-old soccer game.
Right. Like fighting other kids.
Yeah. Kicking people when they're not looking.
Grabbing them by the ponytail.
Yeah.
This is all boys playing with my son. And the other kids, there's like 9 ponytails on the opposing team.
Wow, a lot of ponytails.
A lot of man buns here in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm serious. Like you'd be out of luck. You could not live in Europe.
With children?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, just with this other team, with the soccer kids. It's it's a tough putt. My son doesn't go in for that. My son has, we'll get into photo right after this, I promise. My son has, he possesses rock star hair. Like he, honest to God, I wish I had half of his hair. Which I do, but it's on my back, and that's not helping anybody. But sure. He honestly, it's like, oh boy, that's the hair you should have, and he doesn't want it. He's just like, nah, I just want, keep it short, Dad. I don't want to mess around with it. So it's upsetting. So, but it's nice that he doesn't have the fancy soccer player hair. I don't know if you've seen the Euro soccer players over here in the Bundesliga and the Premier League and all that. It's a lot of effort. And
No.
Yeah, it's not good. You don't want
it. I don't watch it, so I'm really not familiar.
What you want from your son to look at old NHL films and go, I want to be Mike Modano.
Gotcha.
Hair wise. It's a
good wig, yeah.
Yeah, you want that. That's the hair you want. So anyways, all right, let's get into photos. Speaking of photos, you know what I did shoot? I didn't shoot anything interesting this week. Which was a question I was going to ask you. Did you shoot anything interesting? No. The answer is no.
No, I didn't.
I shot more. I did shoot more video for the Never Ending Mudroom project, which I finished, by the way.
Okay.
I finished it. Finished the whole basement. Redid the whole upstairs. I'm halfway done in the kitchen.
Wow. And,
House on the market. Yeah. I put the house on the market this week. I was like, you know what? Let's upgrade. A lot of sweat equity and get it done. No, I did shot a bunch more video, but I also just put one up. So laundry room 6 is up where I do tile. You ever done tile, Adam?
No.
Keep not doing it. It is not fun.
Okay, I'll keep that under advisement.
You ever done grout? No.
No, isn't that all part of doing the tile?
It's two separate things, but yeah, it's part and parcel, but it's two separate parts of the tile.
Yeah. No, I've done regrouting like around the sinks and tub and stuff like from an old, like when it's all falling apart.
It sounds to me like you've done re-siliconing.
Yeah, that. I did that.
But not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Oh, okay. The grout is the part between the tiles.
It's the cement between the tiles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My takeaway is like, you know how like when you hire a tile guy, it's like you're like, wow, how much does it cost? That's why it costs that much. You should it's okay, you should pay it. It's terrible. So I did that. But anyway, look for that on Holtz Feller Woodworking. That's up on the YouTube channel, part 6 of the laundry room. The 6th and final, the finale of the laundry room side of the mudroom build. Now I'm just gonna finish the 2 cabinet, so probably 2 more episodes, and then we're done with the basement, moving up to the real part of the house. Adam.
Great. Can't right. wait.
Reminder, monthly challenge for this month is red. Man, if we keep talking at this rate, we're going to be into the monthly challenge any minute now. hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or and hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will check that out. Have you shot yours yet, Adam? Me neither.
No,
absolutely not. I barely, yeah. All right. One piece of business to get done before we get the photo challenge is how do we see, we have a listener ask us, hey man, how do we see the challenge photos on Instagram without signing up for Instagram? I don't have an answer for that because I tried. I went into a different browser where I'm not signed into anything and I tried to see it and like you can quickly catch a glimpse for half a second and then you're kicked out. And then they want you to sign up. I don't want to sign up.
Sounds like Instagram.
Yeah. So again, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to. I would suggest signing up for a lurker account. Is that what it's called? Like a lurker, where you're a looky-loo. That is. I'm gonna go ahead and patent that sound that term right now. When you sign up for Instagram with a fake account, just to check out other people's stuff and not post anything and not be friends with anybody. Looky-loo. In fact, you should be looky-loo at Instagram.com.
I'm pretty sure that one's taken, but you should be looky-loo 18 or something.
Looky-loo 91. Fedorov 91.
Yeah.
Looky-loo on Instagram. So that's what you're going to have to do. As I mentioned probably in the past, we honestly don't know what the best solution is. There's no really good solution for having like a private chat room without us having to manage everybody's IP, intellectual property, and I don't want to be responsible for everyone's IP. And so Instagram was kind of the lesser of the 9,000 evils. Whether that's true or not, that's what it felt like. So, all right. Photo challenge, Adam. Holy cow, photo podcast. Hard light portrait.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first or second? I'd never ask you anymore.
I'll go first.
Let's get you out of the way. All right. This is your son. Was this back when he was in the Godfather?
Yes.
This is some serious Gordon Willis lighting you're throwing on me here.
Yeah, this is one light.
Yeah,
with the whatchamacallit, with the black foamy thing wrapped around it, because I'm trying to keep it as much as I can off of the background, so it's like basically right overhead and sort of flagged so that it's going to hit his hat, create the shadow, and then light up his shirt. So that's kind of like what I was. It took a lot of tries. It probably took 20 shots trying to get the angle and the light to hit the right things so that basically I got most of it off the wall. If I wanted, I could have photoshopped a little bit that got the wall, but I just didn't feel like it.
No, you want that.
And then I really wanted, because I thought, like, my wife handles the Richmond City Chuckers like Instagram account and like social media posting and stuff. So I thought, oh, I wanted to do something that I could use in the podcast, but that also, because baseball starting and I think Jack's having their tryout/evaluations like next week. So I thought, oh, I'll do something. I'll get him to put the Chuckers gear on, the hat, the shirt, and then I can use it as sort of like a baseball is coming kind of thing for Richmond. Okay. For Richmond. And I wanted to make it sort of like faceless, like, yes, you can tell it's him, you can see in the shadows his eyes, but I also wanted it to be like, if we're going to use it for the Chuckers, I didn't really want it to be all about sort of my kid, right? So this one, if you're looking on a phone or a quick glance, like, you probably wouldn't know who it was. If you really spend 30 seconds, then most people who know him will know, oh yeah, that's Jack. But anyways, it was sort of like thought to be a baseball promo kind of shot. And I wanted to go, at one point I was like, do I use two lights and do I like the background? And then I was like, no, I'm one lighting this. So there you go. That's it. And then I just kind of tuned the shadows to where I wanted them. It was a little darker. I brought them up a little bit because I wanted to be able to see his eyes a bit. I do love, because all the lights are off in the room, and how great this camera can focus on an eye in the dark. It's just awesome. Right. It just locks on.
Did you need to turn the lights off though with that much flash pumping in?
No, I just wanted to.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of part of the technology is like, let's see what this thing could do. No, absolutely. Yeah. I had whatever the ISO is, it would have gotten rid of the ambient anyways, but no, I just, this is part of playing with the gear, just seeing, okay, what can it do? Can I get focus in the dark? The ability to track focus in the dark is slower, but in a portrait where the subject is standing still, it still does a great job.
Just for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those ones where I want to you know, offer you praise and say, oh, this is great, but without being too enthusiastic about it, where you're like, wow, you don't have to be so, don't be so excited. I do good photos. Come on. Like, don't be sure. So surprised, you know?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's really great though, because the way the brim of the hat, the hat lights up, which like the color scheme of the hat, because this is sort of black. It's black and white, but it's got like a color tinge to it,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I added that after, yeah, a little bit of tinge of color, yeah, just to make it more old-timey sort of looking. I don't know. I just liked it better than the gray, as I added a little bit of yellow tinge after.
No, I thought it was Lou Gehrig for a sec. It was, sure. Yeah, it looked just like him. The also left-handed hitter, though. So so the color scheme of the hat is, it's a navy blue hat with a yellow brim, right? Gold-colored brim.
Yeah.
So even though, I mean, it's not like you lit up a just for technical part, like you didn't light up a blue brim that light, but it's still a great little framing device around the eyes with what hits the face. We still have just a hint of catch light in the eyes, which bring them out enough.
Yeah.
Where it's like obviously not the focus. The focus is the Richmond City down below. Nice and tight. That this works great for Instagram, because this is like on someone's phone. This is boom. This fills the frame. It's all you need to see. I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day, Adam. Good for you.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to begin with hard light portrait. Like, that was part of it, is I had thought about this for a few days and had no idea of what I was going to do. So it just, again, I thought, well, do I do a dog photo with hard light, or what do I do? And then I thought, do I use, my first instinct was like, I grabbed three flashes, and then I said, well, wait a minute, why would I do that? Like, I don't want to have three flashes. And I also didn't want to set up light stands. I literally thought, basically I got to one light this somehow. And then it clicked that, well, after we talked about last week and getting light under the brim, like, that's your photo last week kind of led me to what I wanted to do, was like, I'm going to do a sort of a reverse take on that. I'm going to basically say, get rid of the light on the eyes and see if we can make that look cool. And then just playing around with flash angle to see, oh, and then that was just like, when I hit this one, I was like, yeah, kind of like that. It just kind of just highlights that one spot on his face. And it was, again, just a kind of a, didn't really, let's say, pre-visualize this one. It just kind of, I had a general concept, and then I just got lucky with light placement.
It's funny, because I actually shot a, or not shot, I put together on Photoshop a shot I'd shot years ago to promote our baseball coming. Like, baseball is back. Exactly what you've done here. Like, you're gonna use this. Have you used it on the Instagram yet for the
not
promotion?
Yet? No. I waited for the podcast first. Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Only did it last night though. To be fair, I did it right before I went to bed. Yeah, before I woke up to do this. Yeah,
that's because only because you record first thing in the morning. For me, it's the afternoon here, so I did mine this afternoon. Now I want to workshop a couple of captions for you for this one. Because this could be really cool. It is really cool, but I think it could be a really good advertisement for the season. So I just did one myself, which I'll post next week. I was going to post, I forgot to send it to you, but we'll talk about the ad I did for the promo for our team. Same kind of thing, like, hey, baseball's back, let's do this. All right, let's get into mine. It's funny you should say that, because here, let's start with the two that I didn't use. My instinct was to go with three lights, just like yourself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to hard light this, but I don't want it to look like that. So I'm gonna get three hard lights. And so I got the shots of my son, and I don't like them. But they're fine. Like, they're okay. The color's nice, all those things. They're very sharp and crisp. But Part of it's like he doesn't know how to pose for the camera anymore.
The one over the head is kind of cool. I like that one. I don't particularly like the one with the ball kind of like on his shoulder. Part of it's his face. Part of it's the reflection, the shadow that kind of gets put between the ball and his face. Just doesn't look right. But the one with the ball over his head looks great. I like that one.
It was a starting point. Like I think it could have been something. If he knew how to have fun with it. Now, maybe I should tell him how to have fun with it, but he seems to be too aware of his dad having a camera to be his silly self, you know? And there was some fun to be had with having the ball on your head and hiding behind the ball. Like, there's a couple of shots I did where he hides behind it and peeks around, and they all sucked harder than the previous. So... Mm. I was like, oh, I got to get rid of this. And so it was okay. So, you know, there's a key light. I think these two, I ended up using a key and a fill. At one point, I had a key and a hair light, which I ended up switching. I didn't like it. And then one light on the background. But I pivoted. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Why don't I take a shot of my daughter with using a gobo, which I haven't done in a long time, using a gobo or a cookie or whatever we're calling it. So I got a shot of her in her hoodie and did a little gobo shot. One light, very, very simple, very Adam-esque, keeping it one light. And I like it up to the point where she just looks sad for some reason.
But that's kind of the lighting works with it. Like, I looked at that too, and I'm like, oh, she looks kind of sad. But then the hood, the lighting, all of it kind of fits a mood. So it doesn't all have to be rainbows and lollipops. Like, I like moody.
Yeah, moody's fine, but like, moody is one thing. But sad is like, I'm not, like, she's not a sad kid by any means.
No, nor does this have to paint the entire picture of her childhood.
No, this one photo has to sum up the previous 10.5 years.
And yeah, exactly. I think it's fine. I like the one light. I like the gobo. The only thing I don't love in this photo is the hood. The hood kills it for me. Like, again, it says mood, but this would be a much better photo with that exact same everything and the hood down. Like, the hood just...
Okay, so funny story. Funny you mentioned that. Because this is her hoodie from school, and she just got it. She loves it. Like, wears it every day. Huge fan of it. And I said, okay, well, let's, for this shot, let's put the hoodie up. And she did. And my comment to her right when she put it up was, have you ever worn a hoodie before? Because, like, and this was the best of it. Like, before, it was even worse before this. Like, I was like, you look like you don't know what you're doing. And so I'm thinking about, like, yeah, you're going to be Mr. Robot, you know, sort of hacking into stuff and wearing a hoodie on the subway and stuff like that. No, not her. So she doesn't really wear a hoodie. So as you can tell, this looks like when you make the Mighty Ducks movie and you hand some kid a brand new helmet and they don't know how to wear it. That's what I'm looking at here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So very good point. Overall, I'm like, yeah, this is fine. I wish she wasn't so sad. She could be moody without being sad.
Sure.
So there's that. But that's it. Like, that's what you do with a hard light. Is evidently you throw a gobo in front and have fun with it.
Why not?
All right. The real quick then, Adam. So we're out of time anyway because we wasted it all on games night. But. I wanted to ask you about hard light. So the topic is hard light. Are we scared of it? Because you don't use hard light. I don't use hard light.
No.
Why not?
It's less forgiving. My primary sort of inspiration in
less
photography.
Less forgiving for who? For the subject or for you?
For the subject. Well, both, really. I mean, if it's forgiving for the subject, then it's forgiving for me. Because if the subject doesn't like it, in my case, mostly my... you know, kids, family, whoever I'm taking a photo of, then they're not going to want to use it. In which case, then if I want to use it, it requires a whole bunch of post-processing work to try to get it to be usable, which I don't want to do. So in terms of pleasing to look at people photos, soft right. light is just so much more pleasing. It makes people's skin look better. It makes for less contrasty shadows. It's just, generally speaking, I think photographers would agree, it's just easier.
It is easier. No, I've had clients say that. We're like, oh, what should I wear? You know, I've heard black is slimming. And I was like, yeah, so is diet and exercise, though. So you can go that route. You're right. It is. But I go the exact same way. Like I'm 100% on board. My instinct always is to grab an umbrella or softbox or something like that. I'm going to try to get away from that because some of my favorite photos I've taken are with hard light. And I just don't do it enough. Just exactly the exact reasons you just said. But if done correctly, and it is more work, hopefully not post-production. If you put the effort in ahead of time and really get a good lighting set up, you don't need to post-produce it. But you can get really cool. Like, you never would have got that shot of your son with a soft light.
No.
In fact, you wouldn't have even thought of it.
Yeah.
So you should do more of that. Besides the sad part, I like the shot of my daughter. It doesn't reflect her, but I would like to do more stuff like that or combinations thereof, hard light, soft light, maybe some soft to fill in. But I would like to stop taking the easy way out. One of my favorite shots actually is one I took, you know, a few years ago of Adam Carolla that he uses in all kinds of promotional stuff. Like, you see it pop up everywhere, is that one shot of him in his racing outfit, and not his racing outfit, his racing suit, fire suit.
Mm-hmm,
But there's a shot of him at Goodwood, you know, a few years ago, and it's hard light. And he was not a young man. It wasn't like he was, you know, 14. He's older than me, and so he was, you know, probably 50 years old at the time. And still, he looks really good with hard light. So it can be done. It's a lot more work.
Sure.
But totally rewarding. We should do it. We should do more of the hard light, Adam.
Okay.
That's all. Are you going to, or just brush this off?
Probably brush this off. Yeah.
Brush this off. That's the way to go.
I like hard light. I did last year when I did photos of the baseball kids on the diamond in the evening. It was all hard light.
Okay.
So just because umbrellas and the situation of like things getting hit and wind and getting bumped over was all hard light, and it worked great. And when I look at those photos, I'm like, yeah, I really like it in the right situation. And this one, like I say, I feel like I got a little bit lucky, but I like this and the look. So I'll remember this in terms of going for a specific mood or shot. This was, you know, once I've done it now, I could easily reproduce this in under 2 minutes, this kind of shot, which I think you know, if I was going to do the baseball team, like, this might be a cool way to do a shot of each kid just because it's unlike anything they would have had before. Right.
Oh yeah. There's no, yeah. Dad's not doing this with his iPhone. So,
and this setup could be done at the baseball diamond where the background, you just include just enough of that darkened background baseball field that, you know, straight out of camera, I think this wouldn't be that difficult and you might get a little bit of, you know, extra like light. I don't know if it would register or not from, you know, from the field lights or whatever.
Forget that. Just get a little piece of chain link and hang it on your wall.
there you go. I'll just build the baseball field in my kids'
Here's
room.
Here's what you do. No. Not even build that. Just get a small piece of chain link. Okay. Just like a square of it. Right.
Yeah.
You glue a couple of magnets in your ceiling. A couple of rare earth neodymiums in your ceiling.
Yeah.
And then when you want to go shoot, you just click that up. It hangs right behind their head. You light that up. Boom.
You got yourself. You're off to the races. When you know what's easier? Just standing next to a chain link out at the field.
No, that sounds like you got to take your lights down to the park.
Just one flash off camera.
No, you got to light the chain link too.
Oh, it's gotta God. Be
lit. Yeah. You got to light that. So that's two lights. You got two lights.
All right.
So like I'm telling you, drill out your ceiling. That's way easier. Get the magnets. Find some chain link. I got a chain link guy who can do it. He can do it at a price for you. Okay. I can make this happen.
Okay.
Depends on how big you need it. We're good to go.
All right.
All right. That's it for this week, really. Oh, no. We need some challenges for next week. First off, our monthly challenge, which is not next week. I had to double check. That is red. Put that on Instagram. Hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll be sure to see that. And Adam will make you wish you hadn't.
Sure. The
challenge for next week, Adam, it's funny because I wrote this before we even talked about it. The challenge is outside. Just get outside, man.
Sure. Okay? That sounds great.
I got to get outside. I love outside. Inside's boring me now. That's for next week. Websites, where can people see Sonny the Woodle? I can't believe I just said Sonny the Woodle.
On the Instagram, Sonny the Woodle. And now I have access. My daughter has granted me Sonny the Woodle Instagram account access, so I can also post now. So look for some fresh new Sonny the Woodle posts in the near future. And then, of course, Adam Two Hosers. I also have access to that. So
I bet you don't. I bet you forgot.
Yeah. So speaking, I think I did post. Instagram. I posted something this week on. Of course, it was a picture of Sonny, but I did.
Of
post
course,
something.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, follow us. The Two Hosers are on Instagram, of course. Holzfeder Woodworking also on Instagram. I posted a video today, Adam. Which
okay.
You didn't see yet?
Probably not. It's on my watch list.
It's not on your watch list. It's short. It's very short. Like I'm doing some. I'm going to do a bunch of short videos to promo, explain stuff. So check out the Holzfeder Woodworking. Check out the Tubingen Hawks on Instagram. I post on there sometimes too with some promo stuff for our baseball team. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links and photos and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.